month, joined by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Well, give us, first of all, your reaction to the governor's budget address yesterday.
You know, I was pleased to see where we are in the state of the union, or the state of our state, on the budgetary side. I'm happy to see that the revenue collections continue very high. Pleased to see that he's looking at reinstating the guardrails. Marginally disappointed. We were looking at a 10-year cap on the bonding, and it looks like our cap will be a 5-year cap, but I still think that that's good to put the financial guardrails in. So I think we signaled to the investors in the investment community that we're committed to fiscal responsible spending, that we're going to continue to pay down our debt, that the rainy day fund is going to be further strengthened. I think all the signals should be positive for our investors. So I'm very pleased with the way he's sending it out. I think he's addressing some of the social concerns. I think the continued pay down of debt will alleviate us on debt service and allow for further tax cuts. And we're starting to see some of the tax cuts. Yeah, so we're harvesting some of the good works. So I'm really pleased.
All right. Can you see anything in the budget for Greenwich?
You know, on the Greenwich side first, I think we're pretty clear that we're not moving ahead with taxes. We are instituting. So for those who are retired, you know, we continue with our march towards the reduction in taxation for Social Security and pensions, but that was really instituted last year, so we'll see further improvements there. And I believe that we have an effective tax rate that should affect married couples up to an income of $150,000. So, I mean, is that going to help the two wage earners in the financial industry in New York? No. But when you think about the host of our seniors who are on fixed income or who are living on a retirement portfolio, I think we're going to see some pretty happy people in terms of net tax impact. So there it looks pretty good.
All right. Give us a kind of an update on what's been going on in your committee work during the session so far.
I've had the privilege and honor of chairing the Commerce Committee. And what we're working on there, one of my principal efforts that looks pretty good, is an effort in terms of tourism, culture, and history. So we're looking to bolster the tourism industry again this year. I mean, if you think about it, Connecticut is a wonderful destination. Sandwiched between Boston and New York, we should be able to attract those weekenders to both our theatrical institutions, our museums, our aquariums, and beds and breakfasts and restaurants. And I'm hoping, one, we've got a site out there now called Visit Connecticut that I'll promote, but I'd like to see the site become more transactional in terms of that you can book your weekends and get things done. So I'll be looking to try to push that forward. It may take, you know, quite honestly, a little bit of work on commerce. We're also sitting down to look, and there are myriad agencies involved in workforce training. And at some point, and this is another work in progress, it's going to take some time, I'd like to see a better coordination among the various, you know, higher ed and community colleges and the workforce training initiatives from on the corporate side, so we can really begin to get the career opportunities, particularly in advanced manufacturing, on the table for our youth. So there's a pipeline of demand, and we're just not channeling the kids in the right way yet. We've got, I think, something on the order, as the governor often says, about 100,000 jobs that are unmet.
All right. Something that I don't know too much about at this point, I guess it's sort of in the process or in the early stages, is this idea of penalizing people who don't vote. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that bill might be?
I'm going to make a pronouncement that bill is dead on arrival. It is a bill that I think three people $50 for not voting. You know, frankly, I'll be cynical and I'll show a little bit of my humor. I said, without a slot in the ballot that says do-over, or I'm not happy with the choices, or something like that, first, I don't think we should be mandating voting. I think we need to encourage and facilitate participation. And that's part of that grant that was before the RTM to try to help on the outreach front. And I think that's important. But I do not think in any case that I would ever vote for a bill that fines people for not voting. It's not in my wheelhouse. I think it's a dead on arrival.
All right, I think that's been echoed by others. But it's interesting, though, that you mentioned the part about do-over or can, because Connecticut doesn't allow for write-in votes, right, unless it's a certain, like they're on the ballot or like authorized or something like that, because you can't put Mickey Mouse in there. I guess that's, you know, one of the reasons they put that in there. Is that correct?
You know, I believe you're right. I'll say it again as best I can say it, Tony, is that I think that the electoral process, the process that at some point both parties have a big say in, and the parties are a little self-protective. But I think a robust process of having the electorate show up and vote and have the majority vote being, we want another, you know, we want an alternative, it would be very provocative and something I would potentially look at in the future. I think, you know, the democracy is best served by a high level of participation, and it's best served by eventually reaching a consensus on a candidate. So I want to see that happen. And the best way to make that happen is to get a robust field of candidates and allow the people to speak through their vote.
All right. State Representative Stephen Mesker, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time. We'll talk again in March.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye, Tony.